So now we have an insight into the Grand Babylon Hotel, the audio described performance, which took place at the New Vic Theatre, Newcastle under Lyme at 2:15 p.m. on the 4th of October with a touch tour at 1:15 p.m. This is written by Gene Hill and read by myself, Tim Calvert. Only three people attended the touch tour, but nevertheless, it was most thoroughly done, and as well as the audio described team, one of the cast was also in attendance and was most amusing and instructive. The tour began by everyone being shown the foyer of the hotel, which is furnished in Art Deco style. This included a Lord Loom chair, an occasional table on which was a large bag containing two lengths of rope, which we later learned not only were used to tie someone up, but also to suggest the rope which led to the gangplank of a boat. On the table was a black lady's hat with a veil, which we were told was an important disguise. A hospital trolley that contained a corpse covered with a white sheet, which, when slightly lifted, revealed a decanter and glasses and was very intriguing. A lectern also would double as a desk and a ship's control panel. A large waste bin was said to have an important part in the play. Behind the reception desk was a row of bells, which were internal communication within the hotel. A ship's paddle and ship's steering wheel indicated that some action would be at sea. Two black bowler hats would be used to indicate the status of three different characters. Large ferns on stands were brought in, and in Act 1 by maids and brown leather suitcases with labels that were stacked on a trolley. All the props used were reflective of the Art Deco era, which set the time of the action. The touch tour was very comprehensive and authentic. It was carried out seamlessly, to coin a word. Also, by using the various tunnels connecting the audience to the stage to indicate where a character was coming from or going to, worked very well. Following an opening dance performed by the millionaire Theodore Raxall, who's the character, introduced to the audience how he became the owner of the hotel on a whim, and the plot concerns a little-known European prince who is coming to the hotel to try to borrow enough from a moneylender in order to be able to marry a princess, and has many twists and turns concerning Nala Raxol's daughter and the attempt to keep the prince out of trouble. With so few actors playing so many parts, it was hard to identify one performance over another, but Michael Hugo, whose main role as Jules, probably was the funniest and received the best reception by the audience. Because the screen changes are so rapid and varied, the director must be congratulated on how well they're managed and how convincing they were sometimes with audience participation. One scene depicts Raxall finding a secret passage and feeling his way through it. And this is depicted by lightning and then darkening the floor. The floor lightning is also used to depict the sea and the river. The audio description was invaluable for this play, and there was a lot of mime action, climbing through a window frame, helped by other members of cast. At one point, all the cast were on stage in roles other than their main one. It was very well done indeed. There was a lot of laughter from the audience, and the cast at the end received a standing ovation and rapturous applause. Now, keep listening. I'm going to pop up with a little preview of the next play that will be coming up at the New Vic.